think I did it. Easy. Take it nice and slow. What? Wait, where are you going? You're gonna hurt yourself. You haven't regained your motor skills. What did you think was gonna happen? Are you okay? No, no, no. Don't try moving. You'll just make it worse. Do you want to tell me why you were trying to run away? You need to find your sister. Never heard of an android having family before. Huh? Nothing. Anyway, you're staying right there. Good. Now, what was the last major historical event you remember? That was over 50 years ago. Your sister is either long gone or... Right, right. Not going there. Do you remember anything about yourself? Anything personal? Your name? All you remember is your sister. I don't know what I should have expected. Your memory cortex seems to be badly damaged. Oh. My name's Lillian. I'm a doctor of sorts. Not a human doctor. I try to help androids. I should have started with that, but you bolted towards the window and broke my vase. Kinda love that vase. Yeah, yeah. You can repay me by just sitting there and being good. Seems like your memories are damaged. Memories, files, same thing, I guess. No, it isn't your fault you can't remember. Some of the data I recovered might not be accessible yet, and it's perfectly natural. Or it's completely destroyed. What did I say about moving? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. I'm not mad, I don't want you to hurt yourself. Look. I'll try to help you discover as much about yourself as possible. But it's not as easy as you might think. A lot of things have changed since you were last awake. Oh, please don't pout. I want to help you, but androids aren't exactly allowed anymore. Yeah, what I do is considered illegal, and if everyone figures out what I've done, and that you're an android, you could be permanently destroyed, and well, I could be executed, and as much as I don't regret helping you, I also don't want to lose my life. Don't give me those puppy dog eyes. I'm interested in your past, too. You're nothing like any android I've ever seen. You're so advanced for being made 50 years ago, it's quite amazing. I'm sorry. I'm too nerdy for my own good. Is there anything you can remember that could help us access your past? Yes. I'm gonna help you find your past. Why are you acting so happy? You're hugging me a little tight there. Whew. I just don't think you understand the risk behind this. Gallivanting you around the city on a wild goose chase, looking for God knows what. I know, your sister. Just, I'm very intrigued. And that's the only reason I'm doing this, because it piqued my interest. No. No more hugs right now. I'm not very touchy. God, none of that pouty face. Just close your eyes and try to picture anything. Focus. What do you see? Anything? Nothing yet? I guess we shouldn't push it. Okay, so I should probably help you off the floor and sweep up the glass. You don't have to apologize. It wasn't your fault. Now, I'm gonna help you up, remember? No sudden movements. Don't want to break any more vases. Alright. All right. Good. Now move slowly to the couch. That's it. You're doing good. All right, good. That wasn't too hard. I'm gonna clean up this glass. You just stay there. What was that? You remember something? What did you remember? A building. That doesn't get us very far. Any specifics about the building? Can you describe it? Okay, more specific than a black building. Do you know how many black buildings there's been in the last 50 years? Yeah, a lot. Now, is there any identifying information about it? Premier Scientific Resources. I think I've heard of that before. Are you okay? You just look really disturbed. Are you sure you're okay? Does it have to do with that place? Not sure. It's all right. You know, we don't have to keep digging if you don't want to. Okay, I'll continue. Just give me a second. I think I know what building you're talking about. All right, is this the building? Yes? Good. We have a strong lead. It's abandoned now, but there might still be stuff there. Listen, we don't have to go through this if you don't want to. All right. I'll stop bugging you about it, but if it's hurting you, I won't let you continue. Do I care about you? I mean, I am interested in android history in general, and you are my means of learning more, so I want to make sure you're comfortable. But that doesn't mean I care about you or anything. Just stay quiet while I look into this. We'll go there tomorrow. And please, try not to break any more of my vases.